Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of my brand new listeners that are joining us tonight. And then I got to say welcome to all listeners that have come on this evening faithfully. Y'all know that I definitely love and appreciate each and every single one of you. Without you, Brown would not be what it is today. I got to say thank you so much for tuning in faithfully every Tuesday and Thursday night. This evening, I have a remarkable young lady that is the triple threat in the music industry. This sister here, it can sing, write, and rap. Tequila is very sassy with her flow, unlike any other female artist today in the industry. And I want to tell y'all a little bit about the woman we're going to have tonight, who is known as Tequila, for those of you who I'm introducing to some and the fans that are for Tequila. Hello, her tonight. You can come through and show her some love. So what I want to do is a little bit about hip hop diva, Tequila. All right, so you know, Tequila was born in California. So I gotta have much love for her because she's from the West Coast. And you know, the wonderful thing about it is that she was born in Berkeley, California, in Oakland. In that Bay Area. Now, Tequila, as an artist, you know, comes along once in a lifetime. Her rap style does not fit, you know, the mold of most artists because she's unique and she's doing her own thing. Tequila will impress you with her lyrics and her combination of her jazzy vocals and hooks. And you know, some of us are comparing Tequila to some of the West Coast divas that we got, Lauryn Hill. They're also saying that her voice is a cross between Macy Gray, Da Brat, Erykah Badu, E-40, and Keith Smith. I mean, how could you not? She's from the Bay Area. But you know, the thing that I enjoy the most about Tequila is her originality. Y'all gotta give it up, because I want to tell you that this sister here has over 730,000 MySpace hits, over 66,000 friends, and is routinely in the 10 most viewed and most played female artists. So y'all gotta give it up tonight for my girl, Tequila. What's going on, Tequila? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio tonight.
Wow, what an introduction. Wow, thank you for that.
Okay. Oh, we ain't done yet, girl. I got to bring you all the way in, Brown Sugar style. I'm looking for my round of applause.
I was ready to do some backup singing.
You feel me? She said, huh? Girl, I got to give you a round of applause because, sister, you're doing it.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. And I just want to say that I commend you on your success and your ambition and your drive that you have in life. And, I mean, girl, you handling it. You are just truly handling it. And I just got to say that for a female artist, in the game. I certainly have some questions because of the fact that it just seems like you have to work twice as hard as a woman. Maybe that just from the interviews I've done in the past. Yeah, so I can't wait to get into that to kind of find out what is your secret for success and how are you handling the male chauvinistic attitudes in the music industry. But first and foremost, I just got to say I love your music. I love your style. I appreciate you taking the time tonight to come through on Brown Sugar Radio. And so definitely, you know, I want to say that I am very selective with who I choose. And when I heard your music and I went to your MySpace page, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to have her on the show. I got to have her on my show. Okay. Yes, girl. So I can't, I mean, I'm sitting up here tripping. Over 730,000 hits on MySpace. That's crazy. Crazy. How do you feel when you see that magnitude of numbers?
Well, it makes me feel good that I have so many people that came to my MySpace page, and through MySpace I've gained a lot of fans and a lot of shows, and look, I've hooked up with you, a lot of radio interviews, and it, you know, MySpace is a powerful thing. Most people don't know about it, and you got to get up on that, and having so many friends and views, and wow, it's awesome. The best thing going.
Okay. That's what's up. That is what's up. And you're right. MySpace is a very powerful tool for marketing and networking. And absolutely, we would not have met had it not been for MySpace. So thank you, Tom, for bringing MySpace together so Brown Sugar and Tequila can do their thing tonight. That's what's up.
What up, Tom? What up? What up?
Okay. Yes, I got to shout out my listeners in the chat room real quick before we get all the way started. I got to say what's going on to guest 1484. We got Tequila Batchman, Son of Man, Miss Brazil, Ed Lentz, what's going on? That's one of my loyal listeners. We got Online Music. Yeah, Online Music. There's the Onloke Music. Homer Simpson, Nookum Head, Wiggle Kims, Cuddle Dimplin, Young, Cuddle Dip, from Canary Island, One Ellipse, and Kissy Bunny. Y'all all coming through tonight, and I know I have more listeners that are on CP time that'll be here around 7:30-ish. So you know how that go, girl. But I tell them 7, they come through at 7:30. It's all good, though.
You know, we always
all right, girl. Okay. All right, so I love the fact that you definitely have a uniqueness about your style. And I want you to share with my listeners tonight, how did you come up with such an original, first and foremost, your name, Tequila, okay? And then your style. You know, I love your wardrobe. For those of you who have not seen her MySpace, you have got to check it out. Shout out to MySpace real quick, Tequila, and then I want you to answer those questions for me.
Okay. My MySpace is www.myspace.com/tequila, T-E-Q-U-I-L-A.
All right. And I'm going to type that in the chat room later on during the segment. Actually, Son of Man, you always usually got my back on that. Go ahead and put it out there for me, and I'm going to reprint it again. Now, definitely, your name, Tequila, how did you come up with such a original name? And then your style. I love the way that you put together your swagger and, you know, your outfits and so forth.
Okay, well, Tequila is my birth name. My parents named me that. I don't know how they got
really?
That name. My dad is a pastor of a church. I'm a preacher child, you know what I'm saying, preacher kid child, and my mother's, they from the South, and they came out here and seen Tequila on the billboard. They claimed they didn't know it was a drink. They named me Tequila.
Oh.
Corinthians, my middle name out the Bible. How I got my swagger is my swagger come from a mixture of my father being a preacher, my mother being a powerful singer, my sister that passed on being a powerful singer, me living in Milwaukee for 4 years in my younger years. When I was 14 years old, I learned about the pimp game and all that stuff. My cousins was, you know what I'm saying, players and everything, so I was hanging with them. And I learned my you know, my swagger from them and my fur coats from them, you know, because I be calling myself the pimpiest.
Okay.
You know, and most of my raps, y'all hear me talking about that. It's my song called The Streets,
right.
You know, on my MySpace is telling you about how I became, how I started in the rap game.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, and I love me some fur now, okay? You talking about fur coats and all that. And look, as hot as it is in Vegas, you know I don't get to wear it that often, okay?
Oh, I've been in Vegas one time when it was hot with a fur. I didn't care. I waited till it got nighttime and it was hot. I was hot.
On the strip with a fur and 120 degrees weather. What? Girl, that's it, huh?
Go from the street to the AC. The street from the AC, you know what I'm saying? So, you can figure it out. You can do it.
That's what's up. Ed Lips has your link for your MySpace page going. Thank you so much. That's one of my loyal listeners there. Keep that link flowing. We're going to have that continually throughout the show segment. You definitely want to add Tequila to your friends on MySpace and check out this female's swagger. I'm telling you, she has style, she has class, and that's why she's on Brown Sugar Radio. Now, I was looking at your press kit, which is just absolutely impressive, and I have so many questions, but I'm going to try to save some for the listeners since we only have an hour.
Okay.
And, I mean, you have worked with incredible, I mean, artists, top of the line. Actually, let's go back. Your first album was released in 2005, right? And it was titled Tequila. That was your debut album, Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first single that was released was Tequila featuring Mike Marshall. And for those of you who don't know Mike Marshall, he was formerly of the Timex Social Club. And if y'all don't know who that is, that's the brothers that was, look at all these rumors. Yeah,
hey,
that's him. I
and I got
it.
Five on it.
That's it. Hey, and the Lunas. Yes. Okay, that's who she had. Did her collaborations with her first album. And you also work with one of E-40's artists. Tell us a little bit about that, and let my listeners know who that artist is.
Yeah, I've been working with Turk Talk for a very long time. Actually, me and him got a song together called Drinking and Smoking that we did a long time ago. And just when he started off, me and him started off in the same time with getting our name known in the streets of the Bay Area. So every show he had, I was there opening up for him. But now we just on the same bills with the same shows. Everywhere you look up, me and him is on a flyer together. So me and him, we good friends, and he's a talented artist.
Yeah. Okay. And the thing I love is the fact, you know, you said the song was about drinking and smoking. And, you know, on West Coast, that's what they say. We drinking, smoking, straight West Coast.
That's right.
So I was like, that's what that reminded me of. I think about, you know, shoot, that most of the songs, that's what they're about, West Coast. So
that's
it's all love. But when I found out, I said, oh, she's from the West Coast. And, you know, my station is actually worldwide, but for the most part, it's nationwide, and I have listeners from the East Coast to the West. I love my East Coast. I love my Dirty South. I love all y'all, you know. But your girl Brown Sugar holding it down right now for the 702, and that's West Coast. So it's all love. Okay. But, yeah, so you opened for you've actually opened for E-40, you were sharing with me. And what other artists have you opened for as far as major recording artists?
Well, I haven't opened up for E-40, but I opened up for Turk Talk. I opened up for Tech N9ne. I was on tour with Tech N9ne and Tupac's brother, Mapreme Shakur. I was on tour with them.
Okay.
Tupac. I have
That's
opened up for Pitbull. I opened up for, I believe I said Too Short, but if I did not, open up for Too Short.
PB going to have a fit. PB, my co-host. Let me bring PB on real quick. What it do, PB? PB, you there? Okay, he must just be listening on his phone having some problems. Anyway, he loves some Too Short. And for those of you who are, okay, what's going on, Rock Prince? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. There's another one of my loyal listeners coming through. What I tell you, it's 7:12, girl, they coming through. About 7:30, we'll have a full house, okay?
All right.
But PB, if you want to, if you have any questions for Tequila, hit me up in the chat room and let me know. Otherwise, I'll take it. You're just listening, okay? But, girl, he loves some Too Short, honey. Okay, that's his man right there.
He would have loved that the show with the girls with the G-strings on. Okay, he would have had a good time.
Oh, we. And see, now, I should have known, right? That's how Too Short get down with a G-string style. Yeah. I said, enough. Tell us what it was like going on tour with him and working with Too Short.
Oh, wow. I opened up for him in Reading, and it was, oh, my God,
okay.
It was wild. It was the most best show I ever had. It was so many people there. It was just really, really, really good, and I enjoyed myself with him, and I'm looking forward to do some more stuff with him in the future. And I also opened up for, I also went on tour with Tech N9ne. Now, that was another one that was really good, Tech N9ne. Do you know who Tech N9ne
is? Oh, yeah. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
He made me out of a fan, and I'm supposed to be performing.
That's cool.
We were on tour for 3 days together.
Aw, that's what's up.
Yeah.
How long actually, let me back up here, and I want to find out, in your bio, it just talks about as a child, you know, at the age of 13, you hosted your own TV talk show on public access.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 13 years old, and that's amazing to me. Tell us, how did you get started in that?
Well, my father is a known pastor here in the Bay Area, and he's been on TV over 20-something years, maybe 30.
Wow.
And he started us off with our own. He started me off with my own talk show, Tequila's Christian Kid Talk Show in the Bay Area.
Aww.
Talking about God and telling kids to, you know, don't smoke, don't do that, but you know how I ended up. But, you know, I was telling them how to, you know, to do right. You know, my dad was over me at that time, and I was telling them, you know, to stay in church, which you still should stay in church no matter what kind of music you decide to do, what kind of lifestyle you have, always believe in God. But, that's how I started through my father.
Okay. And that's a blessing. And so that certainly helped you to learn how to, you know, conduct yourself with public appearances and dealing with the public eye, and, you know, one thing certainly led to another, because now here you are a hip-hop artist / R&B artist, I mean, just doing it major. Now, with your father being a pastor, you know, they always say pastor's kids are the worst ones. You know how they go. How do you feel, or how does he feel with you rapping and doing hip-hop and R&B?
He's my number one fan.
That's a blessing.
He loves my music. He promotes my music.
Mm-hmm.
He hand out my flyers. He be trying to hook me up with different rappers. He met one in the Thiz camp one time and was in a cell phone place, like, oh, you got to hook up with my daughter. He was like, oh, I already know Tequila. I'm like, oh, my God, my dad called me with them on the phone. My dad, he's one of my promoters, you know what I'm saying? He's
a blessing.
One of my number one fans. Yeah, so he supports me.
Now, see, and that right there, to me, is the true meaning of being a father / a Christian leader. You know, he's not being judgmental. He's not, like, casting you out, like, oh, you got the devil in you. You know what I mean? He's supporting you, and that's what it's about, is loving people where they're at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to me, that is one of the hardest things as Christians. We're not perfect, but we're forgiven. And that's the thing
that
people need to realize, you know, is that God is going to use us as he sees fit, not the way you think I should live my life. And so I really am inspired by this story, because I feel like as a pastor, some of them may be embarrassed or ashamed that their daughters aren't doing gospel, you know, but he's supporting you and he's praying for you. And to me, that right there speaks volumes, you know, and that's much love.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I could do is tell people to just be them. Like, I got a song called I'm Just Me. I'm just me. I can't change for nobody. Only could be me. You know what I'm saying? I can't be nothing
that's
else
it.
But me. So once you put that
that's
in your mind and your heart and follow that, people will respect that. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I do have some more questions, but I'm certainly going to get in these singles here. I can't wait to play the first one that I have here. And actually, what I'm going to do real quick is, switchboard acting up. I need to refresh my switchboard, so we're going to have to come right back in 2 minutes. But definitely what I'm going to do is let them hear your hot new single that you have right now, and that is Hypey Girl.
Okay.
And I want to know, how did you, before I play it, because I have to get everything in place here, what was your motive behind writing this song?
Oh, wow, that song is a powerful song. At first, it used to be Go Dumb Girl, and one of these artists from Germany, Berlin, Germany, heard it and asked my management team to send my vocals, and they put it behind a new beat, and that was the single. That song is just about hyphy being hyphy, going dumb, about the movement that we have in the Bay Area. So it's a powerful song, and it will make you dance in the club. Or in your car.
Okay, that's what's up. One of the listeners has a question in the chat room for you, and it is, does your dad come on the Word Network or TV One? That's from Son of Man.
No, he comes on in the Bay Area on channel Cable 26.
Okay.
In the Bay Area, in San Francisco area, in Oakland, El Cerrito, and Berkeley. Channel 26 is called WC Christian News, and he's also on my page. Yeah, so he's on my top friends.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So for those of y'all who are in the Bay Area, y'all certainly can check him out there. What's going on, Slim? Thanks for joining us tonight. Okay, so we ready to rock. Finally, the switchboard is on and popping. Here's Tequila with Hyphy Girl. Y'all keep it locked.
Suicide Studio.
That is Hyphy Girl. It's taking the industry by storm. Y'all definitely want to purchase her new album, which is due to be released, Tequila. I know that we didn't get it. You didn't give me a date on that. When is your new this is your sophomore album, correct?
It's in fall.
Okay.
You're talking about my new album?
It's my Swagger is the title of her new album.
Yeah.
That's
we don't have a date
this
yet, but it's
hot...
just coming out.
Okay. I wanted to make sure because I was getting ready to say, I was like, ooh, she didn't say a date. And I was like, you know what? I like to make sure I speak true. So I was like, hold up. Let me find out when the date is. So it's all good. But can they purchase this on iTunes or they have to wait until the album's released in the fall?
No, that's probably a question for my management.
Okay. You know, her manager is actually here joined with us, and we want to welcome Bryce at this time. Is it Bryce? It's our manager.
Bryce, yes.
Bryce, okay. Welcome tonight. I appreciate you joining us. And one of the most common questions I ask is, can we purchase an artist single on iTunes? And so I wanted to know, will this be available?
Yes, it will be. It'll be available on all digital distribution outlets, iTunes, Rhapsody, and so forth, before the album drops in the fall.
Excellent. Excellent. So y'all heard it first here on Brown Sugar Radio. You can definitely support Tequila and show us some love with a hot new single, Hyphy Girl, on iTunes. All right? And so we definitely want to do that and show this sister some love. Thank you so much, Bryce. And I'm going to bring you back on a little bit later in the segment because I definitely want to find out her next upcoming events. And we want the fans to know where they can show her some love and support her. All right. Okay. All right. Welcome, Derby Stylo. Thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio and checking out Tequila with a hot new single, Hyphy Girl. And so, like I said, I really enjoy your music. And I want to kind of go back a little bit to as you began your journey in the music industry, and how in the beginning when I had asked you, do you find it challenging being a female artist? Tell us some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome being a female MC in the hip-hop game.
Wow. Well, that can go on and on and on, so to make it short.
Okay. right? Okay, maybe just one or two then.
Starting off, I dealt with a lot of different producers that pushed me. You know what I'm saying? They pushed me real hard. And then I dealt with a lot of different labels, and I dealt with a lot of con artists. So in this music industry, you will come across some con artists before you come with the truth and stuff to grow. You know what I'm saying? You have to
go with the real.
You have to deal with the bad stuff to grow with this music industry, and that's when it's going to show you if you can make it or not, if you can deal with that, because it could tear you down, you know what I'm saying, if you're not strong enough. Especially being a woman, a female R&B singer or a female rapper, because, this is a male's world, and they do treat it like that when you're around some of these hip-hop rappers or anybody that you're dealing with in the music industry. So I just say be true to yourself. Make sure you have a strong management team behind you. You cannot do this alone. You have to find a good management team to help run your music career, because if you don't have that, it's going to be a lot of people coming in that's going to try to take you down.
That's true. You're absolutely right. And I believe that strength is definitely in numbers. And especially in this type of industry, you have to really make sure that you know your stuff, you know, that you're well educated and you have a strong management team that's going to back you. So at this moment, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to open the phone lines shortly. So y'all get ready. Y'all can reach us at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar! Mm-hmm.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl, Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Bass.
Hey everybody, this is Cafe LA, host of Life, Love, and Everything in Between. Make sure you check me out every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/Life, Love, and Everything in Between.
Need to hook up your MySpace page? Or you need that official fly for this special event of yours? TV Creations, graphic and web design. TV Creations, bring a vision to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. PB Creations, www.pbcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your visions to life.
All right, and we are back, and thank you for rejoining us tonight. And we have the sultry hip-hop diva, Tequila, doing a thing, and we have her management also who's on the line, and his name is Bryce. And he is going to now tell us her schedule of the upcoming events that Tequila can certainly be catched at. And for all of the Tequila fans, you definitely want to show her some love. And so, Bryce, at this time, go ahead and let us know where we can locate her at.
Okay. Tonight we're going to be at the Caribbean, making a public appearance at the Caribbean. On April 17th, she'll be performing at the Britannica Arms in Cupertino. On May 1st, she'll be performing with Rob Bass and DJ King Assassin at Club Avalon in Santa Clara. And a big event that we have coming up, she's going to be showcasing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on August 7th. We're going to tie that in with a promotional tour starting on August 1st, hitting cities between California and Milwaukee, and that'll be a two-week promotional tour.
So she's definitely got a lot going on right there. We got to show this sister some love, and definitely we want to get our tickets and do what she can do. My thing is she going to be coming back out to Vegas again? Because I know she was out here a while ago. And I would definitely love to support her and see what I can do out here in Vegas on my end to get her some more fans and, you know what I mean, exposure.
Hello?
Bryce, you still there? Bryce?
Oh, yeah.
Did I lose you? Okay. I was just asking, will she be back out here to Vegas anytime soon? Because we definitely want to show her some love out here.
Yeah, we got plenty of time to kind of fill up her schedule. That was kind of what we have definite. But we've been working with some promoters in Bakersfield that have affiliations with promoters in Las Vegas. It bring a lot of shows to Vegas. and we're looking forward to getting back to Vegas. She was a presenter at the Hip Hop Awards show in Vegas. I believe it was 2 years ago during the Magic Show weekend, and that was a pretty big event for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. Absolutely awesome. Oh, we'd love to have her back. Absolutely. Look, who we got to call to get that to happen again? Okay. Oh, that would be awesome to have her back out here for the Magic Show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, definitely, y'all. Tequila is a woman on the move. She's got major things happening. She's a mover and shaker, and so we want to show her some love. Thank you so much, Bryce. I appreciate you letting us know where she can be located at. And actually, you know what? While I have you on the line, because I do have, like I mentioned earlier, listeners nationwide, and can you give us contact information, like for anyone interested in booking Tequila for special events or occasions? What would be the best way to contact her?
You can contact her through her MySpace at www.myspace.com/TEQUILA. You can also reach me at Bryce. My email is BroyceLTS@yahoo.com. That's spelled B as in boy, R-O-Y-C-E-L-T-S@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's what's up.
So.
All right. So definitely y'all want to support her. And if you're interested in having tequila in your area, that is how you will contact her, and we're going to make it happen. All right. Thank you so much, Bryce, for the information. And so, Tequila, definitely I want to say that I was very impressed with your history in the music industry. And one of the things that stood out as I was reading about you, your appearance on the cover of Lyric magazine as the feature artist of the month. You've appeared on that magazine cover several times, back to back. And then I thought it was awesome that you submitted a press kit to Bad Boy Entertainment, and the press kit was forwarded all the way to P. Diddy's desk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Wow. So, I mean, that, like, really struck me, like, this sister here is serious about it. So, I mean, you're going to make it do what it do.
I'm also featuring on Cop Magazine for news. They can go to, what's the website? I think it's, Bryce, you have the website for that?
www.cotmagazine.com. She's in there right now. Currently, she's in the latest news section with everybody from Luda to Rick Ross, Diddy.
Wow.
So yeah, if you've seen, we just got word tonight that her song "Go Dumb Girl" is the number one song on Chic, which is the number one.
We got to get it up tonight. Yeah, we're going to give her a round of applause, another one. Girl, if you can see me stand, we do a standing ovation for you tonight.
Wow. Let me bow.
Okay. She handling it. That's what's up.
Yep. We just got that word about 30. We came on the show tonight that she's the number one artist on that site. And so a shout out to Kate as Chic.
All right. Okay, that's what's up. Listeners, you're more than welcome. If you have any more questions or comments at this time, I'm going to open the phone lines. I'm going to play her next single, though, which I absolutely love. It's West Side, and y'all already know why I like West Side, because I represent the 702. Hey, okay. But before I do that, like I said, I'm going to shout out the guest call-in number is 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. And so at this time, I'm going to play the second single. I absolutely love it. And let us know, before I play it, who was collaborating with you on this track?
On Westside?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's my folks from South Carolina or North Carolina.
Okay.
Javuli, he's a hip hop R&B singer too, like me. He does hip hop and sing his hook, so he's a powerful person out there in the Carolina.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, y'all, here's Tequila with the second track I'm playing tonight on this West Side. And now I'll Pac do it. All right. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it was, man. It's the Beast Production. My girl Tequila on this, man. Representing, bringing the West Coast bizag, baby.
In the West Side. We keep the world solving. In the gates of rise. We keep them fires open. That gets to wrap your hood.
And that's what's up. I'm feeling that one. That's West Coast all day.
Yeah, West Coast.
Okay, yes. All right. And so, you know, I just really have appreciated, you know, your time tonight. And I just want to say that I know it takes a tremendous amount of work and focus and dedication in order to even attain the level of success that you have right now. And I see you going farther than what you are because of your ambition, and you have an excellent management team supporting you. And what would be, let's say 5 years from now, what would you say would be three things you would like to see happen in your music career?
Well, I would just like to see my music on every radio station worldwide, just everywhere, and just would like to just gain millions and millions of fans and just stay healthy, because without health, I can't do this.
Okay. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? Have my family still around for they can enjoy, especially my father and my mother, for they can be around here and enjoy the fame with me. So that's what I would like to see 5 years from now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's important. Your health, definitely, and family. Speaking of family, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I have a sister that passed away from lupus. I want to start up a lupus foundation. She died eight or nine years ago from lupus, age 28 years old. And she was if she knew I was doing it this big, she would just be, I know she's in heaven right now clapping, so.
Okay.
So, and I have another younger sister and stuff. So, yeah, I have two sisters.
Okay, so you have two sisters surviving, and the one is passed, that's in heaven.
No, only one surviving. Only one.
Oh, okay, you had two sisters, my bad.
Yeah.
And now you have one now. Okay. And I know she's smiling ear to ear, very proud of you doing your thing. And is she in the music industry also, or she just basically, supports you and, has other plans for her life?
She just she supports me. She's an artist.
Okay.
She does a lot of drawing and making little necklaces and stuff like that. She just supports me. That's it.
That's what's up. Yeah.
My sister
absolutely.
That passed away was a gospel singer, so she was the one that passed away was in the music industry as a gospel singer.
Wow.
Yeah.
At 28 years old.
28.
That's amazing. They were asking how old you were in the chat room. You don't have to answer that because I believe that is your business. So,
that'll be one thing I won't answer. Divas don't answer that one.
Okay. Look, I'm the same way. They like, Brown Sugar, how old are you? Old enough to know what I want, old enough to get it.
Old enough to comb my own hair.
Okay. That's what's up. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I definitely, like I said, have seen you have collaborated with many artists, and who would you like to work with in the near future that's a major recording artist that you haven't already?
I would like to work with E-40. I just love
him. Oh, yeah.
I would love to work with him, and I would love to work with Tech N9ne on an album, not just touring with him, but do a song with him, and for females, I would love to do a song Mary J. Blige. I would like to do a song with her. I got a mixtape song on my MySpace with her.
Okay.
But I would really love
yeah.
to do a song with her, and I think we'll be hot. They got to check that out on my MySpace. We'll be good together as doing a song. So,
okay. Love me some Mary, honey. Okay.
Yeah, I would love to work with her. And Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu
and Macy Gray, I would love to do some work with them. And heck, if I could get Michael Jackson, I'd most definitely love to do a song with him.
Okay, for real.
Yeah.
For real.
Anybody
I don't care what nobody say about my Michael.
Yeah,
I'm
I love
sorry,
Michael.
Okay. I mean, very talented. And, hey, he the king of pop. Okay, nobody beat Thriller yet.
No, and
so,
to do stuff in the... pop music, I would like to do something with he's old school from back in the days, Peter Gabriel. I've always been a big fan of his, Peter Gabriel. So, most definitely
something
with him.
Okay.
We can remix Sledgehammer. You remember that song?
Yeah.
We can remix that. That'll be a hit.
Okay, and remixes are hot now. You know what I mean? They got songs that they're remaking and bringing them back. I mean, it's just like new all over again.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what's up. And I think that it just adds, to me, it's like one of the highest compliments as an artist when someone else selects your song to remake. You know?
Yeah. And
so
I have that. I have that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like one of the highest compliments, flattery. Absolutely. Absolutely. We only have about 3 more minutes remaining, and callers, I appreciate you. I'm telling you, the chat boxes are full, and tonight I truly believe that they have just really enjoyed your music, and they're just taking it easy tonight. No one's really calling, and that's cool. We got nice like that, but they're listening, and I appreciate that. And definitely, before you go, Tequila, can you do a drop for me on Brown Sugar Radio?
Okay.
I'm
chilling with Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, on Brown Sugar Radio. Yee!
Okay. Oh, you got to say your name now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm chilling. You know, this is your girl Tequila chilling with Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh, that's it. That's it. Welcome, guest 1589. Thank you for coming through tonight. And like I said, you definitely have some skills. And, you know, you have a beautiful voice.
Could you
sing a little? You sung a little bit for us right now. Now, I normally do this to my guests. I'll be putting them on the spot. Yeah, I do. Can you just sing a little bit for us? Or maybe one of your favorite songs? Or it can even be gospel song.
Okay. Mama's crying each and every day. 'Cause her son just got killed in his dirty bay. She's crying. He's dying. Oh, the preacher came to the door. He said, what's going on? I think that's
beautiful.
I would give a shout out, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to give a shout out to my management team, Bryce Bashan, Calvin, and Herman Harper, my international manager in Japan. And to all my fans all over the world, I thank you. And MySpace fans, thank you for your support.
Yeah, boy!
We got to give it up. That's what's up. Because without the management team, okay, yeah, you got to give a voice for that one right there. All right. Well, okay. Like I said, I have enjoyed you tonight. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming through. And we got like the little sound effect. The crowd cheered for you because you did your thing tonight, sister.
Yay. And, thank you.
Okay. Yes. Well, like I said, you are welcome back anytime. When I really enjoy guests, I always welcome them back. And so definitely you in that welcome back club now.
thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. You have a great show.
Most definitely.
You're going to be
Oh, thank you so much. And so are you. We're going to do this together. Okay?
Yeah.
And I want to follow up with you, you know, maybe in 6 months or so. We'll see what's going on with you. And, girl, you definitely got to come out here to the 702. All right?
Okay.
So when that happens, Bryce, you got to hit me up on MySpace and let me know. All right. Well, I've enjoyed you tonight. And both of y'all be blessed. And thank you so much for coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, Brown Sugar.
All right, Tequila. Take care.
Peace.
All right. And so there y'all have it. That was Tequila, the hip-hop sultry diva, doing her thing tonight. And it was just an incredible show. Beautiful voice, very talented. Y'all know y'all can hit her up on her MySpace page. And I just got to say that sister is definitely going to go far. I see wonderful things happening for Tequila. And I just think that it's a wonderful opportunity that I got to speak with her tonight. And for those of y'all who didn't call in, y'all missed out. Because I'm telling you, that sister going to blow up, and you're going to say, I wish I would have called in to speak to Tequila on Brown Sugar Radio, because here's where you heard it first. What's going on, guest 1690? Thank you for coming through tonight. We're about to wrap the show up in about 9 minutes, but I appreciate you stopping by. So, I want to go over my announcements that I have for the remaining of this month. Now, y'all know tomorrow night. No, not tomorrow. Thursday. We got Queen Cadillac in the house doing his thing. So y'all got to come through, check him out. Then, on next Tuesday, which is going to be April 1st, I have an up-and-coming artist named Infinito. Yes, so y'all got to come and show this brother some love. He's very talented as well, doing his thing. And y'all got to show him much love, because he will be here on April 1st, which is, April Fool's Day. Okay? So don't be playing no pranks or nothing like that now. Okay? Talking about April Fool, you thought I was going to show up, Brown Sugar. No. Y'all better be there or be square. Then on the 3rd, I have Sybil, who is an R&B artist, and this sister can sing. She does her thing. And so Sybil will be here on the 3rd. Beautiful woman, also very gifted, and y'all got to check her out. because she will be on Brown Sugar Radio. Then on the 8th of April, I have the hip hop star group, Do or Die. Yeah, you know the one. Do you want to ride in the backseat of a caddy? Yeah, yeah. That's what's up. They're going to be here on the 8th of April doing their thing. They've also worked with Twista, Kanye West, and many, many more, just to name a few. And on the 10th of April, I am going to be hosting a relationship show. Yes, your girl Brown Sugar is hosting a relationship show, and it is going to be on Why Can't Couples Stay Together, like how they used to. And my guest co-host for that evening is going to be none other than Sherry Hill from the Hill Girls, from Cocktails and Conversations. Yeah, Sherry Hill off the chain. And she's going to keep you entertained. Only on the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Brown Sugar Radio. So y'all got to give it up, so much love on that night. I have more shows coming up, but I don't want to spoil it for you. I just gave y'all a little 2-week schedule. Definitely, you know, you can catch the archives. But I really want you guys to focus more on the live show, because then you can call in, you can interact with the guests. To me, it's fun and live. I mean, yeah, you know, you can download it, replay it. I appreciate it. But y'all try to make as many live shows as possible so we can chop it up Brown Sugar style. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, don't forget also to rate the show. Oh, and before I forget, we have a member of the Brown Sugar promo team who has joined, and it's none other than Slim. Yeah, Slim has joined the Brown Sugar Radio promo team, and Slim will be helping to promote and advertise and put Brown Sugar Radio on the map. So anyone else that's interested in joining the Brown Sugar Radio promo team, hit me up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com and put it out there. And, you know, all you do is post bulletins, send emails, put the flyers on your homepage. That's all. It ain't hard. Also, too, I got to give a shout-out, much love to my girl, Cree, for Credible Alert. You got to check out her digital magazine. She featured Brown Sugar Radio. I appreciate that. We conducted an interview, and all the info is in her magazine. She featured us, and that's what's up. I got to give her a shout-out. Credible Alert, they doing their thing. And so, anyone else who's interested in sponsoring Brown Sugar Radio, you certainly could hit me up at MySpace or my email. At MySpace, you can contact me at www.myspace.com/Brown Sugar, S-U-G-A, in Vegas. All right? So that's what's up for that. So anyway, what else did I want to talk about? Oh, I don't want to forget the other thing. Please, don't forget to rate the shows, y'all, okay? Rate the shows, because that's what's going to help Brown Sugar Radio become the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all know we hold it down. I got the largest listeners on the planet. Yes, and I count you guys number one. So, when the show's over, please hit the play button, rate the show, tell me your thoughts and your opinions. The more ratings we get, the higher the show will climb. And I can't do it without what? Without who? Without you. So make it do what it do. And vote for Brown Sugar Radio. Come on, it's voting time. Let's get in the vote season. Okay? It ain't only Hillary and Obama that's running. It's Brown Sugar running on Blog Talk Radio. Well, come on, y'all. Show your girl some love. But like I said, this Tuesday night, PB will be helping me co-host. Cadillac. Yep, yep. That's what's up. PB, you already sponsored Brown Sugar Radio. Quit tripping. You be sending out emails and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So PB the man. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close for tonight. It's my jam right here. I like it. but I got to stop. It's time for me to end. I want to say thank you so much for each and every one of you coming through and making Brown Sugar Radio what it is today. So thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great day.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.